Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us for a look at health headlines every morning at this time. Good morning, doctor. We have talked so many times about why can't they come up with a blood test or a urine test that could tell the doctor whether the patient has cancer and what kind of cancer it is and where is it before you discover the lump or there's a health problem. And apparently they're getting a little closer to that.
That's right. This was done at the Gray Institute for Radiation Oncology and Biology at Oxford University. And this is an early stage investigation looking at mice that are genetically programmed to produce tumors. And what they were hypothesizing was that there was a chemical compound that was produced in response to early damage to DNA. And as you know, cancer develops because DNA in the cells becomes damaged, and the normal restrictions that prevent the cell from growing with unbridled growth comes off, and so the cell actually grows. And so they found a particular compound, they called it gamma H2AX, which is produced in response to damaged DNA. But the kicker to this, Steve, is that they can develop an antibody that targets this specific protein. And what that means and what they've actually were able to do is they tagged this protein with a little radioactive isotope, and it targeted the cells that were in early stages of cancer. So the implication of this is that you're able to find the tumor that is about to start to get larger, but at levels levels of detection that would not be able to be found with normal screening, that is, doing, for example, a mammogram or doing an MRI. You wouldn't see them on those particular tests because they're too small. So in this case, you're able to find the cancers when they are in their really early stage.
Wow.
So
research, right?
Yes, and the implication of this, if you take this one step further and say, well, if we can target this early by just doing this test with an isotope, a radiation that doesn't do any damage, what if we actually increase the dose a little bit and we're able to get it to the tumor or these cells? We're literally talking about a tiny clump of cells, and get it to the cells and kill those cells before they even form the tumor. So that's what the implication is of this particular type of test. Very exciting when you think about it. It's still, and they're very careful to say this is very early because this was just a mouse model, but it is very exciting when you think about how they're looking at how cancer develops and the different technologies that are being used to try to discover it and treat it.
Very cool. Thank
Absolutely.
You, sir.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.